Every Wednesday afternoon, we do Money Trends with Metairie Bank, and John LeBlanc joins us from Metairie Bank. John, welcome to the show this afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. How are you?
I'm good, John. So look, you have a special guest to introduce us to today.
I sure do. I have Ruth Lawson with me. She's the new president of the Jefferson Chamber of Commerce.
Cool. Ruth, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Scoot. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
All right. So, Ruth, how's business in Jefferson Parish?
That's great. Business is thriving in Jefferson Parish. It's always been open to all businesses. We did so well through the pandemic, and we continue to thrive after as well.
Does it seem like things are back to, would you say, normal? Have things gotten back to better than normal before the pandemic hit?
I think better than normal. We had a very large increase in our sales tax year over year. So that's great news. And we continue to see kind of an increase in the sales tax percentages month over month as well.
And John, all of this is good news for depositors at Metairie Bank. It's good news for anybody who's in the banking business in Jefferson Parish or really the greater New Orleans area.
Absolutely. Scoot, I wanted to start by thanking everyone at WWL for what they do and congratulating them on the 100-year anniversary. And as you know, at Metairie Bank, we're also celebrating our 75th anniversary.
Yeah, that's right, John. And I've been talking a lot about that. It's quite an accomplishment. And, you know, Metairie Bank has been a really good community bank, but I always emphasize that it's a community bank not only for Metairie, but for New Orleans as well. And it's also a bank that will treat you really very specially, even if you're not a huge depositor, but they also are big enough to do whatever it is that you need for them to do. So it's a really a good situation for people.
Absolutely. And, just a little history. You know, Metairie Bank was formed by an organization called the Metairie Business Association 75 years ago. And, that was really when Metairie was a new, I guess, the first suburb that was growing outside of New Orleans. And businessmen came together and formed the bank so it would, provide assistance to local businesses and the residents of the community. And we've just kind of carried that thought forward over the last 75 years. And, in addition to the what we believe to be very important is the ability to continue to support economic development and business growth in the area. And that's one of the reasons why we've been associated with the Jefferson Chamber for the last 25 years.
It's a good relationship. And John, are you seeing signs that things are maybe even a little better than they were before the pandemic, or at least back to normal?
I think I would say they're definitely back to normal. As Ruth mentioned, when you look at some of the financial metrics for the parish seems to be doing well. But there's certainly challenges that everyone's facing. I think the biggest one right now is staffing. There's a huge demand for employees right now. So,
all right, so here's the question. Where did those people go? And Ruth, maybe you can touch on this. I mean, this is a common problem in Jefferson Parish, in New Orleans, St. Tammany. It's a common problem everywhere. There were all these people working to staff restaurants in the hospitality industry. Where did they go? What are they doing? Why are they not doing these jobs that they had been doing before? What changed?
I think that we're all kind of wondering that, but I think in the bigger picture, Scoot, one of the problems that we see in Jefferson Parish, and I know this is a problem across the United States, but in Jefferson Parish too, Louisiana did kind of have a flat rate of population compared to some of our neighboring states, and that might have to do with our income rates, our income taxes, our sales tax being, complicated as it is, education problems that we have, and, some quality of life issues too.
And so from your perspective, John, you've seen the economy change, and it's, again, I know that some people went on to do different jobs. Did the pandemic create this break where people just took a look at themselves and their jobs and thought, wait a minute, I don't know if I need to be doing this anymore. I'm going to find something else to do.
I do think that's part of the answer, Scoot, is that folks have found other ways to cover their bills, to provide for their family outside of what we would consider, you know, traditional 9-to-5 workplace. And so we're all kind of challenged with, I guess, the new reality and how we adjust. We'll just have to see over the next couple of years. Maybe those jobs will come back. I'm not sure.
Well, the jobs are certainly there. We just don't have the people to fill many of those jobs. You know, I was at a restaurant not long ago, and the service was terrible. And as angry as I wanted to be, I figured it's really not the restaurant's fault. Maybe they just don't have enough people.
Absolutely. It's good. If I can, if you don't mind, I wanted to ask Ruth to maybe share a little bit about a big event that she's got this weekend over at the Saints Training Facility, where we're going to have business people from across the metro area, and maybe Ruth can share a little bit about that, if that's okay with you.
Sure, go ahead, Ruth.
Yes, thank you, Scoot. So this Friday, April 8th, we are holding our largest premier networking event at the Saints Training Facility, home of the Ochsner Schwartz Performance Center, and it is presented by Ochsner and hosted by the New Orleans Saints and Pelicans. We have about typically 800 to 1,000 attendees. As John said, it is from business leaders, politicians, community activists all across the metro area, and we're just so excited about it. The Mixed Nuts are playing. We're still selling tickets as well. We can find all of that information on our website at jeffersonchamber.org, and it'll be just be a great evening. Upscale food, drinks, and entertainment. We have a casino, a silent auction with about 70, 75 items and trips that we're auctioning off as well.
That sounds exciting. And so where can people get the tickets? Go to jeffersonchamber.org?
Yes, www.jeffersonchamber.org. And you will see a banner for that. It's called the Black and Gold Gala is what the event is called. And we are still registering guests. And hope we also will accept registrants at the door as well. So the tickets start at $125 for general admission and $200 for VIP. The VIP hour starts at 6:30, and that's all food and drinks included.
Yeah, that's cool. And the Mixed Nuts, and they're always fun. What could people accomplish at this networking event? You know, I'm not a networker myself, and never really have been in my business, but I know that it is such a beneficial thing for so many people in the private sector.
Of course. So, you know, there's three things that we say we do really well is we advocate on behalf of businesses, we educate, and we connect. And one of the connecting aspects of this is this Black and Gold Gala. And, you know, at this event, you'll have firsthand access to CEOs, such as Jonas himself, at the event for a lot of our large, small, and medium-sized businesses in Jefferson Parish, but also the greater New Orleans region. And so that's just ability to grow your business, whether you're a vendor of a company, or maybe you have some government interests, which we will have several council members of Jefferson Parish. We will also have statewide elected officials and local officials as well.
So it's a chance to go talk to some of these politicians and kind of give them an idea of what you'd like to have them do.
Exactly, and it's you know, it's great access to those politicians, and like I said, it's local Jefferson Parish, but also your municipal politicians, mayors of your different municipalities in Jefferson Parish, and the council, and really just kind of share what your concerns are, what your hopes are, and. You know, I think we have so much growth ability in Jefferson Parish. We have a lot of money coming to Jefferson Parish, and there's some great opportunities.
Do you find that a lot of people now live outside of Jefferson Parish, New Orleans included, but they work or their business is in Jefferson Parish?
I think both. You know, I think that we have a lot of people that live in Jefferson and work in New Orleans. And I think that we're also seeing a lot of people, you know, move to Jefferson from New Orleans. Maybe they're looking for a different, you know, quality of life, maybe a yard, you know, or whatnot. And then also we are seeing some people move to neighboring parishes, and we're hoping to capture those people back and kind of stop that growth to other parishes as well.
All right. Ruth Larson, great event. It's going to be April the 8th. It's a nighttime event with drinks, the Mixed Nuts, and food and everything, sponsored in part by the Saints and the Pelicans. It's the Black and Gold Gala. I have been to that before, and it is really a lot of fun, and you're going to be surprised at who you run into. So it's a great opportunity. You can get your tickets by going to jeffersonchamber.org. So Ruth Lawson, new president of the Chamber of Commerce in Jefferson Parish, thank you. And John LeBlanc, representing Metairie Bank, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Scoot.
Thank you, Scoot.